A Senate panel signed off Wednesday on using sales taxes to help pay for water projects, including the controversial Lake Powell pipeline. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Senator Stuart Adams is a Republican representing Layton who wants to earmark 1/16 of sales tax revenues for beefing up aging water systems and building new water projects like the billion-dollar Lake Powell pipeline. That amounts to around $35 million a year. Richard Bay is the general manager of the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. He supports this sort of spending as an investment in the state's future prosperity.
The infrastructure has been the cost of creating this wonderful lifestyle and this economic powerhouse that Utah has become.
Large water districts like Bay's want the new fund because they say it will cost around $33 billion to meet Utah's water needs as the state's population doubles over the next three decades. But groups like the League of Women Voters, Voices for Utah Children, and the Audubon Society oppose the earmark. They say water projects like these cost taxpayers and the environment. Zach Frankel is director of Utah Rivers.
The claim that we need these massive water projects, very expensive water projects, that will severely impact our water rates, our property taxes, and our impact fees in the communities which they will deliver water to, is far from clear.
The Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee voted to send the bill up for full Senate consideration. Judy Fays, KUER News.